The first reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, 4-14, and you can find it in your service sheets. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one, just as he determines. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. But we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. The second reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, 15-21, and can also be found in your church service sheets. Now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you.
Brilliant. It's lovely to see you again. It's like nice to see some people who weren't able to make it yesterday, but I saw earlier in the year, just after New Year when I was here. It's lovely to be with you again. And we've been learning, as we've heard already this weekend, we've been learning about the Holy Spirit. God's Word, the Bible, tells us that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons. In other words, it's a very difficult thing to understand, but here's the thing to get our heads around. God is loving relationship. Love isn't something that God does, it's something that he is. God is love. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is a happy, loving, joyful relationship. And we've learned that the Holy Spirit has a particular role, a slightly different role from God the Father and God the Son. He is God with us. He is God living inside us. So if you trust in Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit and you are never alone. Even when you're on your own, the Holy Spirit lives inside you. And he does some particular things, which we looked at yesterday. People who are at the Home and Away will know that he gives us new life. When you put your trust in Jesus, God's Holy Spirit gives you new life. He enables us to understand the words of the Bible. He speaks them to us so that we can understand his word, the Bible. And he also helps us to want to be different, to stop sinning and to be more like Jesus. And now this morning, we're going to learn a fourth thing about the Holy Spirit. We're going to learn that the Holy Spirit is a bodybuilder. He doesn't make us all muscly beefcakes, obviously. Don't laugh. Not as big as me, necessarily. The Holy Spirit has a particular role. He builds the body. You see, 1 Corinthians 12, the reading we just had, said the church is like a body. And instead of being lots of different parts, the church is one body because the Holy Spirit enables us to be one body by enabling us to serve one another so that we become unified. We're one body as we serve together. Let's see what that means. You've got some points on the sheets. The first thing is the Holy Spirit gives us different gifts so we all grow together as one body. Hands up if you are good with computers. There's a few, all of them under the age of 20. Hands up if you like speaking in public. It's worrying when your vicar doesn't put his hand up at that point, isn't it? Hands up if you're good at cooking. Oh, there's a few people here. Hands up if you like eating. Far more hands. I hope that the people who just put their hands up had a good look around and spotted who the people are who like cooking. It's good to make sure you know. Hands up if you like reading. Hands up if you like doing craft and art. Hands up if you like playing sport and running around. Do you see, we're full of different things. Nobody put their hand up for everything, but everybody put their hand up for something. And the Bible says the church is like that. The church is full of different people who come together and form one body. And it's the Holy Spirit that enables us different people to be a body. Let's have a look. You've got it, 1 Corinthians 12. I think you've got it on your sheets, or you've certainly got it in your Bibles. It's in on your sheets. There you go. Let's start at verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. What that means, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good, that's a complicated sentence. It just means God made you different so that you could serve other people. That's what it means. Now let's have a think about this. The Holy Spirit brings different kinds of people together to form the church. Different people so we can serve one another. He says the church is like a body. Now, what do we need for there to be a body is the question. See, verse 12 says, just as a body, though one has many parts, all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. Lots of different parts, but one body. So, here we go. I wonder if any of the children can tell me, what parts do we need for a body? We've got a fairly blank sheet here. What parts do we need? You need a head. Come and draw a head for me. What else do we need? What else do we need for... Is it going to be all right with just a head? Do you need anything else for a body? Yes. Yes, come and draw for me. What else do we need? You need legs, absolutely. Do you want to come and draw the back there? Legs. Oh, here you go, grab the pen. What else do we need? What else do we need? Come up, if you can think of a body part, come up. Come up to the front. What else do we need?
Well, we also need hands.
You need hands. There you go. Do you want to draw another hand here? There we go. Well done. Thank you. Are you going to draw the legs? What do you want to draw? You want to draw hair. That's very good. You might need you come up this side. Do you need somebody to lift you up? Should we lift you up? Ooh. There we go. I like that. Do you want to pass it along to the next person? What else do we need? What other parts?
Ears.
Very good. Very good. Eyes. Yes, we need eyes. Very. And a nose. If you pass the pen on when you've used it, and somebody else will draw it. I like the toes. And your mouth. Excellent. A nose. There we go. You going to do the other nose? The other nose? What am I talking about? The other ear, I think. I didn't do biology at school. I teach the Bible. I don't teach biology. Anyway, they don't need to learn it until Key Stage 4. We're okay. Very good. There we go. Do you see? I think we do need another eye, though. Otherwise, we are going to be in trouble. Do you want to put in the other eye? Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed. Do you see how many different parts we need? Given that some of these are permanent markers, maybe I should take these before there is. What do you want to draw? Do you want to finish him up here? There we go. There we go, a nice shoulder. Can you get a little bit higher and finish up his neck? Fabulous. An eyebrow. There we go. There's one we forgot. Well done. Thank you very much indeed. Well done, children. So you see, we need all these different parts if we're going to have a complete body. You can't just have one or two. It's not a body without all of them. And the church is like that. What makes us a church is that we have lots of different parts, all coming together, all serving one another. And it is the Holy Spirit that enables us not just to be scattered body parts all over the place, which is a horrible image. The Holy Spirit enables us to come together. Here you go, if you like, love is the ligament that holds the body together. The Holy Spirit enables us to serve each other in love. Love is the ligament that holds the whole body together. So look with me at the next bit, at verse 7, as he explains it in the language of the church. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there's given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing and by the same one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. The Holy Spirit enables some people in this church to teach the Bible, whether up here on a Sunday, or in the small groups, midweek, or to the children. The Holy Spirit has enabled some people here to cook for people when they're not well and they need a meal. The Holy Spirit has enabled some people here to organize things like Home and Away, even when there's snow, so everybody has a great time. The Holy Spirit has enabled some people here to play music so we can enjoy singing to God. The Holy Spirit has enabled some people here to do technical things to ensure that there's light and there's heating and that we can hear through the PA system. The Holy Spirit has enabled some people here to look after babies in the creche. The Holy Spirit has enabled some people here to pray really faithfully when others need help. And the Holy Spirit has enabled some people here to encourage other people. There are lots of different gifts that the Holy Spirit has given, and none of us will have all of them. The Holy Spirit gives different gifts to each of us so that we'll use them to serve each other in love and we'll become one body. Okay, that's the first thing. The Holy Spirit gives different gifts to everybody so that we'll serve one another and become one body together. Secondly, the Holy Spirit gives different gifts so everybody matters. Let's read the next verses before I introduce you to three friends. Look at verse 15 with me. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. So the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. Now let me introduce you to three church members. Three friends. They're being shy. Here we go. Stop there. There we go. Brilliant. An eye, a nose, and a foot. I like the hairy toes. Those are marvellous. Now, tell us. You're all parts of the body, parts of the church. What can you do? We'll start here at the end.
I can see.
Fantastic. What can you do?
I can walk. I can run. Dance.
And what about you?
I smell.
Excellent. They're all different. They're all very different. But none of them is complete on themselves. They're all only a part of the body. Now, the eye is the most complex, advanced organ in the body. So maybe the eye feels a little bit better about itself than it should. And the eye might be tempted to think,
I just don't need the others. I'm so advanced and so complex. I can tell the difference between colours. I can read. I can watch TV. I just don't need them.
Brilliant. How are you going to get home?
What do you mean?
Well, You're a very sensitive organ. You can't just roll down the street. You get damaged on the pavement. So how are you going to get home? You need a foot to get home. And I understand you quite like your food.
Yeah. That's
yeah. How are you going to eat without a mouth? Have you tried to eat with an eyeball before?
No, I haven't tried.
No. You can see, but can you switch channels with the remote control if CBeebies isn't on and you want it?
No.
Can you switch between things on your touchscreen without fingers?
I suppose not. No.
No.
I haven't tried it.
No. It doesn't work very well. You see, in church, we need different people with different gifts because none of us is complete in ourselves. If everybody preached and no one listened, that would be pointless. If everybody played music and no one opened up the building or sorted out the PA or the coffee, that would be terrible. It would be a disaster if everybody did the same thing. And so no one should feel superior in a church. No one should feel like they're better than everybody else because actually all of us need each other. We need different people with different gifts for church to work. But likewise, just as no one should feel superior that they're better, no one should feel inferior, like they don't matter. What's the matter, Nose? Oh, well, smelling isn't such a bad thing, depending on how you put it. But you see, actually, the body needs you, Nose. You see, how will the body know if food has gone off without a nose to smell? In fact, you can tell us how good the hog roast's going to be. And if there's a fire that we can't see, it's the nose that can smell the smoke and warn us so that we don't get in danger and burned. You see, actually, the body needs you just as much as the body needs an eye or a foot. We're all needed. Now, the truth is, I guess some of us feel that we're not so needed in church. We think some gifts are very important and we don't have them, so we feel it doesn't really matter whether we're here. We're not very special to God because he hasn't given us particular gifts. We're not able to preach or play music. We're not very good at talking to new people. And so we can feel like we don't matter. But God views it very, very differently. Remember what these verses say. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. Verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. The Holy Spirit gave you the particular gifts and abilities that he gave you because he wanted you to serve this church and to be needed here. Whoever you are, your church needs you. Your church is not complete without you. You see, St. Peter's Fulham is a body, and that body needs your part, whatever that part may be. It's best not to spend too much time thinking about which particular body part do I think I am in the church. It's just an image. But we should all do what we can to serve one another. That's the point of this. God designed us to work for the benefit of the rest of the body, and all of us should seek to use what we can to serve others here. That's why God, by his Holy Spirit, gave us different gifts. And let's make efforts to be grateful to one another as well. Because God made us different, God made you to need other people, and so we should thank other people, especially those who do different things from us. Why not decide that every Sunday you'll thank somebody who served you here at church? Maybe somebody who gave you coffee when you were feeling tired. Maybe somebody who looked after the children to give you a little break. Maybe somebody who explained God's word to you so that you knew Jesus better. Maybe somebody prayed in a way which really encouraged you. Maybe somebody comes here every week and you find it hugely encouraging that you know they'll always be here consistently. Whatever it is, why not thank a different person every week for what God is doing through them? God sent us his Holy Spirit. It's his most wonderful gift to us. And through the Holy Spirit, each of us is a wonderful gift to one another. Let's pray and praise God for that. Our Father God, we thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. Thank you that he gives us new life as we put our trust in Jesus. Thank you that he speaks to us through the words of the Bible. Thank you that he changes us to be more like Jesus. And thank you that he grows us together as a community, a family, a body. Help us, we pray, so that each of us would feel not superior and not inferior, but necessary. And so help us to use our gifts to love and serve each other and to thank one another for the things they do for us. And we pray that as we do these things, St. Peter's would grow healthy and strong. Amen. Amen. Thank you.